It's more than three decades since the movie Jaws was released on the big screen. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, another reason to think again. New South Wales government researchers have revealed the movements of seven mature bull sharks across many of Sydney Harbour's popular swimming and boating spots. The sharks, fitted with tags, were tracked on Australia Day. But the researchers aren't alarmed. Reporter Brendan Trembath has been out on the harbour, hoping not to be shark bait.
I'm paddling a kayak in Sydney's Middle Harbour, not far from Balmoral Beach. The water is pretty clear. I've seen a few fish, but no sharks that I know of. Had I been here on Australia Day this year, I would have been sharing the water with a bull shark, nearly 3 metres long. It was one of seven mature bull sharks tracked in the harbour that day by state government researchers. I'm going to give one of them a call. Hello, Brendan Trembath from the ABC. Dr. Amy Smoothie, tell me about these sharks you tracked on Australia Day.
So on Australia Day, we had seven sharks that we had tagged that were in and around Sydney Harbour. From our perspective, that's a fantastic thing to try and understand their movement patterns, such as where they're going and at what time of day they're in certain areas of the harbour. But what's really interesting is that no one saw any of these sharks, nor any other shark, or reported an interaction with one of these animals. So, you know, that's a great result for us.
How were these sharks tagged in the first place?
So what we do is we set commercial-style long lines that sit on the seabed of Sydney Harbour, and we set 60 hooks per night. And if we're successful in catching a shark, we bring it alongside the research vessel. We turn it upside down, which puts the shark in a state of temporary paralysis. It's called tonic immobility, which makes it really easy for the researcher to work on the shark and to prevent the shark from being injured due to being thrashing around once tied up against the side. So when it's tied up against the side, we'd make a small incision in the abdominal cavity where we put one of these tags that have a transmitting life of up to 9 years into their gut cavity. We suture them up and we give them an antibiotic injection.
If you're getting a signal from near a popular beach, don't you feel like you should be alerting the authorities, the lifesavers or something like that?
Absolutely. This program is a safeguard method to try and reduce the interaction with a shark and swimmers in Sydney. But what I must mention is that it's not real-time data. We have to physically go along and retrieve our listening stations from the seabed so we can then get the information and inform the public like we have today. But what happens is that is done every couple of months. We've scheduled downloads throughout the year to maximise our detection log of information, and then we put out a release to let people know. But in addition to this type of research, we're putting out satellite tags on bull sharks. This is a first. It's not known how successful they will be. Based on the last summer's results, we put out four satellite tags over the summer. And this requires that the shark comes to the surface for a significant period of time with a satellite going overhead simultaneously. Now, you know, the chances of that aren't always that great, but they have provided us with some complementary information to this acoustic telemetry program that we're running.
And if someone was on a kayak off Balmoral Beach today, should they be worried?
No, what we're finding from our research program is that the bull sharks are arriving in Sydney Harbour around late November, early December, and generally tending to leave around mid to late April. However, there's other species that could be in the harbour at the moment, such as great white sharks, but this is highly unlikely. We were out fishing last night and we didn't lose a bait, so it's incredibly unlikely that there are many sharks in the harbour at present. But, you know, it's an open waterway and that is possible that there are sharks there. But, you know, I wouldn't be fearful if I was out on a kayak in Balmoral today. I would be actually enjoying the weather.
Yes, it is lovely, but I'm looking at the water in a whole new light.
Brendan Trembath on his kayak.